Hi, my name is Danny Morrell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential. All right, friends, hello and welcome. This is Danny Morrell, and I am coming to you with episode number 27 of the Real Estate Sales Show. Did I just say 27? Have we really done this 27 times already? That's pretty incredible. I am your host, Danny Morrell, and today we have a very, very important episode, because this is not only the final part or part three of our time management, part three of our mid-year review, but it's focused on time management. And this is a little bit less of a review and more of a lesson. So I'm excited for all of you that are going to be joining me here on this journey into truly understanding what time management is all about. Now, before we get started, I thought I'd do something a little bit different. I want to say thank you to a couple of you guys that have actually gone on in iTunes and gave us some ratings and reviews. So first off, I want to say thanks to, I want to say thanks to Gene Taveras from Douglas Elliman, Prudential Douglas Elliman in New York City and Miami. He says, I've listened to other podcasts on iTunes and YouTube, and this is by far the best. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. The show hits every segment within the real estate industry in regards to mindset, action, achieving absolute greatness, not only in real estate, but in life. Gene Taveras. So thanks, Gene. We've got another one recently from Angel Future Millionaire that says, awesome podcast, very motivating every time. Thank you. We've got someone here named T-R-U-O. Forgive me, but that's what the name says. It says, people spend thousands of dollars to get this information. This is not only about real estate, but sales and life. The interview with Greg Harrelson is a game changer. So I just wanted to say thank you to all of you iTunes for giving us a five-star rating or above and actually writing a review. Every time that you do that, it actually attracts more powerful guests to the show. And I've got to tell you guys, I've got the next six shows already planned out with some powerful, powerful people. I'm actually going to be doing a show with my wife, which is going to be an interesting twist. And what I want to get out of her is, you know, how do you manage someone like me? How do you manage being married to somebody like me whose hair is always on fire, who's in the business? And I thought it'd be a great perspective for some of you guys to really learn how to maybe relate a little bit better to your spouses, what they may be going through while you're out chasing your dreams selling real estate. So I've got a lot of great shows planned for us. Once again, if you haven't already done so, go find the little purple app that says podcast in your iPhone or download Stitcher. Subscribe to the show on your phone so that you can actually be listening to it while you're working out at the gym first thing Monday mornings. But for this episode, I'm going to ask you, if you haven't already, go find us on YouTube, youtube.com/Danny Morrell, because you are going to want to see the visual components of this particular episode. So let's go ahead and get started, everybody. Mid-year review, part three, time management. Time management. So what exactly is time management? Well, you know, people like to think of this in a lot of different ways. I like to think of it as time blocking based on your future goals, all right? Time blocking based on your future goals. So here's the way we're going to make this thing work. My goal is to show you a schedule that, if you allow it to, would allow you to take Sundays off from this point forward. All right, now that's going to be fully dependent upon your ability to actually follow this schedule. And so for a lot of you, I'm conscious of the fact that I'm going to be showing you what you should be doing on a daily basis for the very first time. So it's going to be an eye-opener, but we're still doing a review. So then what I want you to do is I want you to compare this calendar to what you actually did in the first half of the year. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, go ahead and comment on them directly to the Real Estate Sales Show blog, or you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/danny.morrell.page. So let's get started. Here, if you're looking on YouTube right now, you can see a calendar And it's basically Monday through Sunday. And what we're going to do is we're going to break apart what you should be doing on a daily basis in order to increase your production, your performance, your efficiency in the business of real estate sales. So first things first, I'm going to put, you know, the first thing you should be concerned with is what? It's waking up. Waking up. That's part of your business, believe it or not. The time that you wake up is absolutely part of your day. And it's essentially the jet fuel that gets you started during the day. I wake up, guys, I happen to wake up at 3:45 a.m. at the latest by 4 o'clock because I'm at the gym by 4:30. However, I know that that might be a little bit intense for some of you guys. So I put in here that the wake up time is 5 a.m. All right. If you want to change or adjust that, you can. And if you want to know which way to adjust it, here is my tip for you. The earlier, the better. All right. So now, the first thing we have to do in any proper time schedule for a real estate salesperson is identify the time that we're going to wake up. What do you think the second time is? Or the second thing is? You got it. Working out. If you follow me on Instagram, on instagram.com/DannyMorrell, you will notice that at least once a week, I take a picture of my watch. I show you what time I'm up at. And I try to encourage you to essentially get up a little bit earlier, guys. Why? Because there's something psychologically amazing that happens when you wake up before the competition does, when you know that you're sacrificing at a level that everybody else is not willing to sacrifice at. So the second component of a proper schedule for a real estate salesperson is workout, okay? You got to work out. You got to feel great about yourself. There's something about you going out and going for a walk. I don't care if you walk the dogs for a mile. I don't care if you go for a jog. I don't care if you go for a run. I don't care if you go hit the weights. I don't care if you do yoga. I don't care what you do, but there's something incredible about you waking up and going out and going after the day and starting the day with you getting into exercise, with you sweating a little. It just feels phenomenal, let alone the fact that you just start feeling better about your body and about your physical being, and that confidence transcends when you're out there in the sales world. So second part of a proper schedule is workout. What do you think the third is? Part three, arrival. Arrival at the office, right? So you have got to come up with a consistent time where you will arrive at the office. So for right now, I'm working at 7:30 in the morning on arriving at the office. Now, that's a little tough for me. Got to be honest with you. I'm at a place where the company is pretty big, right? And, you know, I can make it in by 8 o'clock if I wanted to. But the fact of the matter is that I've got to lead the way and I've got to be here by 7:30 if I want our agents to be here by 7:30. So what do? Whenever something is getting tough on me to do or to get into the habit of, I just set up 2 to 3 accountability programs with 2 to 3 different groups of people where I have to take a picture at 7:30 a.m. and send it to those people. So right now, a lot of the guests of the show are serving as some amazing accountability partners for myself. Thank you, everybody out there. You know who you are. So 7:45, arrive at the office. And here's a big one. Here's where the rubber meets the road. 8 a.m. role play every single day. Now stop right here. If you're watching the screen, a lot of you are already thinking, oh my gosh, just based off of this, I can definitely see some areas where I can improve. And I definitely see some areas where I can beat the competition. And I sure as heck can see some areas in where I'm already accomplishing more by 8 a.m. in one day that I used to accomplish in a month combined. And that's the goal, guys. The goal is to condense the time between you wake up and the time you role play at the office so much that you're fitting in a lot of different things that help you propel yourself towards success. Role play is no different. Why? Because we've got to be role playing on a daily basis in order to improve our confidence, improve our skill set, improve our mindset, improve our ability to communicate to our prospects in a powerful fashion. Because if we don't do that, and if we don't feel confident, guess what we won't do? You got it. We won't prospect, right? We won't ever actually get on the phones and prospect. So if you're watching the screen, I recommend that you're prospecting between the hours of 9 and 11:30. Who should we prospect? That's a different show. If you want that show, let me know. Right now, what we're going to focus on is the fact that you should be prospecting at least, bare minimum, 2 hours a day. As you can see here in the screen, we've got 2.5 hours set up. And the reality is that if you role play at 8 and you end at 8:30, you should be starting at 8:30 and go clear through to 11:30, 50 minutes on, 10 minutes off, 50 minutes on, 10 minutes off. And that would give you close to 3 hours worth of prospecting. Midday, 12 o'clock is lunch. And I've got some people that say, well, I don't want to take a lunch. Guess what? Take it. The reason why I tell you to take it is because pretty soon, if you don't take a lunch after several days combined, you will burn out, all right? So don't try to be Superman. Take a little break. I don't care if you sit at your desk and take lunch. A lot of our agents here go into the break room and take lunch, but you absolutely have to take a lunch. And that's at 12 o'clock. At 1 p.m. is lead follow-up, okay? At 1 p.m. is lead follow-up. I don't want you to do any sort of follow-up on any leads in the morning. The morning is for generating new business. The afternoon is for following up on and servicing on the current clients that you're already working with, okay? So lead follow-up is a great time for you to set appointments for the rest of the week, all right? So this is the time where you got to take a look at all of your leads, whether they're cold, warm, or hot leads, and work to get them from cold to warm and warm to hot and get them from hot and into escrow or actually listed. So that's at 1 o'clock, lead follow-up. Now I want you to notice something. I want you to notice that the seventh component of our schedule is administrative work. And I want you to notice two things. Number one, notice between 5 a.m. all the way up to 2 p.m. that 100% of the things that we have worked on is income generating activities. We have not touched, we have not spoken about, we have not started on income servicing activities until 2 p.m. That is the complete opposite of what most salespeople do. Most salespeople arrive, forget about arriving at 8 in the morning, they arrive at 9:30 to 10 o'clock, and the first thing they do is they start servicing their files. Notice the firepower behind this schedule and notice that all the way up to 2 o'clock, everything that you're doing, even waking up early, even working out, even arriving early, even role playing, all of that stuff plays a big part in your psychology, in your confidence, and it's actually helping you to generate income and generate business. And we haven't touched administrative work, paperwork, any of that till 2 p.m. in the office, in the afternoon. I guess the question I gotta ask you as you're looking at the screen right now is, be honest with yourself. What could possibly happen to your business if you actually followed this schedule? Think about that for a second. How strong could you be? How many leads could you generate? What could be your potential if you were to actually follow this type of a schedule? That's for you to answer, my friends. Because at 3 p.m., what are we going to do? At 3 p.m., from 3 to 4, we're going to prepare for our appointments. Okay? Again, look, we're doing income servicing activities, but it's later on in the afternoon. Later on in the afternoon. It's kind of funny, but it's literally 3:45 p.m. right now, and I am recording this podcast. Why? Because in the morning, I was busy. Though I don't prospect necessarily anymore, I spend time in front of my agents teaching them the finer, the art of communication while they're on the phones, and I'm giving them tips to help them set appointments. So from 3 to 4, you're preparing for those appointments. And then last but not least, at 5 o'clock, and this is a big one, guys, and I want you to actually look at the screen for this. I want you to notice how I wrote down appointment, 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 appointment from Monday through Friday. Your goal and your focus when you're prospecting in the morning is to fill that appointment slot with one person. One person. And that's why I personally recommend that you actually have a vacant appointment slot Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. that your intention is to fill every single day. Guys, listen to me. If you do this, and if you actually do it with intensity, here's what will happen. First things first, you'll be able to say no to working Sundays ever again. Secondly, after 2 years of following this type of a schedule, you will be able to say no to working Saturday afternoons ever again. Then, after 2.5 years, maybe 3 years of following this closely and intensely, you will be able to officially retire from working on weekends. And then it keeps chipping away from there, guys. I got to a point where I was selling 150 homes a year, working only 4.5 days a week. Now, some of you may have heard me say this before, and yet you never understood how that was possible. It was possible because I followed this exact schedule that you are seeing right before your very eyes. And it is possible because where I'm asking you to set one appointment a day, I had 2 appointment slots per day. I had an appointment slot at 5 and then another one at 6:30. And my goal and my intention was to fill it with 2 listing appointments every single day. Did I do that every day? No, of course not. But when the intention is there, the likelihood of it happening actually increases. So, as a little bit of a recap, we went through some powerful stuff today, and we've actually gone through a powerful mid-year review. I would recommend that you go back and re-listen to everything now that you've heard this final episode, because I think and I believe in my heart that now that you've been exposed to what proper time management looks like, I think that you'll be able to plan for the second part of the year in a much more powerful fashion. I think you'll be able to plan to speak to more people. I think you'll be able to plan to convert more people. I think you'll be able to plan to take more listings. And I think you'll be able to plan to sell more homes. Hopefully this was helpful to you. Once again, guys, I absolutely love doing this. If we haven't already done so, let's connect. To give you an example, if you haven't liked my Facebook page, I actually gave you guys free access today to our sales meeting, in which I did a powerful review of the 2016 Mike Ferry Superstar Retreat. So I would highly recommend that you go to facebook.com/danny.morell.page right now and like it so that you don't miss out on any more free live trainings like the one that we did today. That's a wrap, guys. Episode 27 is a wrap. I'll see you guys out there on internet land. See you on Instagram. See you on Facebook. And get ready, guys, because I've got a power-packed 6 weeks planned for you guys of some amazing guests on this show. We will see you next week when we launch episode 28. And until then, don't forget, guys, be more, expect more, and go out and do more. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.